You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. You've been out for drinks or dinner with a friend lately? How did you deal with the check? Maybe you used a payment app like Venmo. The company processed $17.6 billion in mobile payments last year. It's convenient, super popular with millennials, but some people worry that the convenience of it makes us nickel and dime our own friends. Here's elementary school teacher Margaret Penoyer.
I was riding the subway with a friend, and she realized she didn't have enough money on her MetroCard, so I said, oh, let me swipe you through. And the next day, she said, oh, I Venmoed you the exact amount of money for the subway ride. And I think that's sort of the difference now, is that it's no longer just a part of friendship. I wanted to swipe her through. I didn't need the exact money. But now it's so easy to pay people back down to the penny, so I think people's friendships are becoming more transactional because it's so easy.
Penoyer shared her experience with Teddy Wayne, a columnist for the New York Times. Wayne started asking around and found a bunch of other people who are not thrilled with the effect Venmo has had on their social lives. His newest column is titled, Thanks to Venmo, We Now All Know How Cheap Our Friends Are. So, Teddy, does Venmo or the public nature of those transactions just scratch this part of us that's uncomfortable talking about money?
Absolutely. I think it's also part of a broader feeling that we're all being monetized in some way, even though this is individual to individual transactions, that you can be reduced to a precise data point. And this experience of a weekend bachelorette party is worth $31.98 instead of, let's just call it $30 and remember the experience rather than the price tag.
Is that all bad, though? I mean, Americans are sort of notoriously financially illiterate. Maybe it's good to know exactly what that round of drinks cost, particularly if maybe you don't have the, you know, clearest memory of it the next day.
I think when there are discrepancies of income or wealth, discrepancies of a bill, it makes sense. No one should be forced to pay twice what they owe to someone else who has maybe twice the money they have. When it's something like a cup of coffee that someone gets you, you probably would never, I don't know about you personally, but no one would ask their colleague who ran out to get a coffee for them to pay them back the $2.
Go leave the studio right now. Go buy me a cup of coffee.
Starbucks will cost them more. But I think with Venmo, that $2.50 bill seems a little easier to swallow because you're not handing over cash.
You also wrote about the social network nature of Venmo. I mean, one of the things that fascinates me about it is scrolling through my Venmo feed and seeing what people are paying each other for. And half the time they're, you know, paying for really mundane things like rent or, you know, groceries. But then half the time it's like some random string of emojis that I couldn't even begin to decipher.
Right. So there's a memo function to each Venmo transaction where you must record theoretically what it's for. On top of that, the default setting is to have your transactions be public, which a lot of people don't even know. So they're not even aware that their transactions are made legible to others. The dollar amount is not, but the transaction to whom it is and what it is are made viewable. So I think because of this, many memos are whimsically annotated, especially among young users.
Yeah.
I believe to mitigate the anxiety of the fact that you've just had a sort of formal invoice with a friend, and instead of calling it drinks that we had last night, where it seems like a receipt you're doing for tax purposes, they'll write a couple of emojis of beer or something like that. On top of that, there's, I think, this sense of curating one's lifestyle that applies to all social media, where they want others to know they've been out having fun and here's proof of it and I spent money doing this fun.
Did you talk to anyone who charted the maybe birth and death of a relationship via Venmo?
I did speak to someone who mentioned that among his peer group, the early 20s, mid-20s, you can often do some detective work and see who is having a sexual relationship with someone else via, you know, Uber payments or breakfast payments, things like that.
Wow, we've really become extremely receipts-oriented.
Yeah. Worse, though, is that a lot of people, I think, foolishly discuss sort of more illicit transactions or just hedonistic ones. And there's actually a website called Vicemo that has a running tally, I think probably through a search database of terms or emojis, of people who have paid for things involving drugs, sex, or alcohol.
Although I've looked at some of those and I kind of feel like the ones that say drugs, and more drugs, they may be not entirely telling the truth.
Those ones, I think, are youthful jocularity. But for many of them, still, there's evidence of you're kind of a partier. And you can, any employer could search a person's full name and find their transactions. And this is the sort of thing that, along with, say, revealing photos on Facebook or something, might get someone fired or not hired in the first place.
Did you talk to anybody who made their settings private because of all of this?
I certainly did. Once I looked into it, I didn't realize mine were public, I think, and I quickly changed it. I'm of the age where I'd want nothing like that to be public and don't care if people know or don't know that I went to dinner last night. I think people who read the article also hadn't realized their settings were made public. On top of that, the app also can scrub your phone contacts to add Venmo friends and might do it automatically without your knowledge. So, or add new people as they come onto the network. So there are a lot of things the app does without your knowledge that, you know, if you're at all privacy-oriented, meaning if you're probably born before a certain year, early 1980s, you'd most likely do well to look into.
Teddy Wayne from The New York Times, thank you so much.
Thank you.